Andre, hi. Why do you find the UAE T20X so appealing, and what's appealing about it?
First of all, it's a great country. The facilities there are very great. The people, the food, the culture, surrounded by a lot of different cultures and stuff. It's always, you know, a safe place to go and play cricket. And also, you know, a lot of upcoming talents and stuff like that. So it's all about, you know, we go in there to develop the game, develop the cricket as well. And I'm looking forward.
Yeah, there's a lot of T20 competitions out there at the moment. Is there enough space for another one? And is Abu Dhabi the right place for that to take part in, to happen in?
Yeah, definitely. As long as, you know, you keep, you know, that window open where, you know, players can actually, you know, make themselves available. And, you know, you have so many T20 leagues now, but I think this one and what it's doing for youngsters and doing for the development of cricket, you know, in that side of the world, I think it's going to be very important. And I'll definitely make myself available for that because, you know, you want to teach as you play.
And when you're playing with those younger players, do you find that you're able to bring them up and educate them a little bit more on the skills required in T20?
Yeah, of course. There's a lot to be learned about the game. How to bat in the death, for example. You know, how to execute your yorkers. How to make sure that you bowl or to finish off a good over. You know, simple things like those. And I think I don't mind sharing, you know, stuff with youngsters and make sure that they can improve on their game. I don't want to be just the only one who can hit sixes and hit fours at the death. I want to make sure that I can spread the word, and you know, it can go a long way. So it's gonna be good for the game. It doesn't matter where you're from or which country you're playing for.
And you're here at the CPL. You had a sensational 100 recently. What sort of mindset brings about an innings like that?
I think it's all about a clear mindset. You know, just make sure that you have a open mind, back your strength, and play each delivery on its merit. I think, you know, power, strength, and a good base have a lot to do with everything. So I think that night, or those nights that I scored those two CPL 100s, was just a night where I was unstoppable. And I think when you're on top, you just make sure you stay on top.
And as you say, there is plenty of T20 tournaments around the world, and you get to travel around the world to those different competitions. Do you have a particular favourite, or how do you feel that they vary? And do you change your style of play to each of those tournaments?
Yeah, you have to adjust. You have to try and adapt to each condition and try and do it as quickly as possible. Maybe use one game or maybe use the practice sessions to do that. I travel a lot of places and I play a lot of places, but I think, you know, grounds like, you know, the grounds that's in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, and, you know, Sharjah is similar to wickets here in the Caribbean. So, you know, it's always interesting playing there. And I love the atmosphere. You know, it's a special place, you know, and days where you're not playing cricket, you can actually go out and enjoy, you know, the mall, you know, sightseeing, do fun activities. So it's a beautiful place to actually go and play cricket.
Cool, and a nice one to finish. When you were growing up, who was your cricketer you followed? Who was the inspiration for your now flourishing cricket career?
When I was growing up, you know, I used to adore you know, Jerome Taylor. You know, I was a bowler, so, you know, he was a guy who I look up to because he was playing for West Indies while he was young, very young, and to be bowling fast and to be doing all of those things on the field, and you know, having West Indies fans jumping up, going crazy. He was someone that I adore and that I look up to as well. But now I'm in the T20 world, and I think Chris Gayle, the universe boss, have proven to everyone, you know, that he's the universe boss, and you know, he's my idol. You know what I mean? Like, he set the tone and he set the bar very high. So I hope that if those runs or those records of hundreds and fifties that he have in T20 cricket, you know, I hope they can stay for a long time, or maybe I can break them.
Perfect. Thank you very much.